Friday, May 16th, 4:05 p.m. in the science lab. Today was my last day here at NHH, and my schedule was jam-packed. Tiffany didn't say a single word to me all day. I'm guessing it's because I have a video of her confessing and having a meltdown in the school fountain. Even though her makeup was flawless, I'm pretty sure she doesn't want to put my video on her fashion blog. I think Mackenzie and I are now frenemies, which is a slight improvement over mortal enemies who hate each other's guts. But hey, at least it's progress. Since Patrick and the rest of the crew are my friends, I decided that helping them save their science club was crucial. We had agreed to meet at school an hour early to post sign-up sheets and put up posters to help generate excitement about joining our club. I met Chase in the art room and was really impressed with her posters. "We're blinded by science. Join the science club today." "What are you waiting for? The science club needs your bright ideas. Join now." "Chase, your posters are awesome." I was happy to see that our cool posters were getting a lot of attention in the halls. My appointment to meet with Madame Danielle about the Paris trip was at noon, and I was a nervous wreck. She started off by saying how much she'd enjoyed having me in her French class and that she'd heard a lot about me from other teachers, especially Mr. Winter. I shuddered and braced myself for the news that I had been disqualified for the trip. She said that Patrick and Sophia had met with Mr. Winter to explain that I hadn't stolen his lesson plan book, and that, if anything, I would have immediately returned it to him. He actually believed them, since his book had been getting stolen for months before I'd arrived. So now Mr. Winter is recommending me for the trip, along with my French teacher from WCD. Surprisingly, the meeting went really well. Madame Danielle said she'd inform students of her decision about the trip to Paris in 3 weeks. She also explained that because of my art skills, she felt I would get even more out of the visit to the Louvre than most students. So right now, I'm really happy. In spite of my disastrous week, I think I still have a really good chance of being awarded that trip to Paris. Scooby! When the final bell rang, I rushed down to the science lab. The room was decorated with brightly colored balloons and the science club banner. We had a table piled with food, and our music was blasting. Although we were super nervous, everything was finally ready. I breathed a sigh of relief when we opened the classroom door and a long line of excited kids rushed inside. Our science club membership drive party was a huge success. Everyone loved our party favors. They were super cool sunglasses that students got to keep. And the cupcakes I had ordered from the cupcakery were absolutely delish. Our zany music was lots of fun. And whenever our theme song, "She Blinded Me with Science," played, the entire room went nuts. OMG, Chase was such a great dancer. Sophia said she danced competitively and had won a ton of trophies. We ended up with 16 new members for a total of 22 members. And to show their appreciation, they gave me an honorary membership in the club. Scooby! When it was time to discuss club activities for next year, I couldn't help but make a joke. Okay. All in favor of lightsaber fight scene reenactments from Star Wars movies, raise your right hand, I said, all serious-like. Of course, the only people to raise their hands were Patrick, Drake, Lee, and Mario. Okay, now, take your right hand and slap yourself silly, I joked. Everybody in the room laughed really hard, including them. I think the guys got my point. Soon, it was time to say my goodbyes, and we all hugged each other and agreed to stay in touch. My week at Northampton Hills had turned out better than I had imagined. But I was starting to worry that Tiffany's problem was possibly contagious. Why? Because it was my idea to take a celebratory selfie of me and the 22 members of the new and improved science club. I never wanted to forget the wonderful time we had together being blinded by science.